You are listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast. Today I'm joined by Head Coach Julie Jenkins of Trinity University, whose team comes into this weekend's tournament as the event's number 2 seed with a 19-14 overall mark and 8-2 in the SCAC. First of all, Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Well, nice to talk to you, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coach, your team started the season, how should we say, as a very un-Trinity-like 0-8. But since then, you've really rebounded. You're playing really well. I think you've won 19 of your last 25 matches. Talk a little bit about the tough early start, and then tell me how your team has been able to turn it around this season.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to stomach the start of our season. Going 0-8 is something I couldn't believe was coming out of my mouth when we would talk to the team, but it did happen, and we were playing the toughest part of our schedule those first 3 weekends. I think our overall schedule, we've now played 10 teams that are nationally ranked, and I think 6 or 7 of those teams came in the first 3 weekends. I think at least 6 of them did. So it was a pretty challenging start to our schedule, which we wanted. We wanted to play as tough a schedule as we could prior to going into conference play. And, you know, we felt confident that we could turn things around. We had lost a number of 5-game matches, so we knew we weren't far off. And I really compliment our players on how hard they've continued to work each week in, week out. We've really tried to be clear on what things we felt like we could change that we had control over, and we've been seeing steady progress each week, and I've really enjoyed this team. Even when we were 0-8, I still was enjoying coming out every day working with them, because I do think there is a lot of talent. It was just a matter of trying to figure out what our lineups needed to be, and you know, putting all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Well, Coach, as we said, obviously you've been playing very good volleyball as of late. Talk a little bit about some of your key players, and tell me who needs to have a good weekend for Trinity to win its first volleyball title since 2008.
Yeah, we haven't won a title in a number of years, and I feel like it's a title that anybody could win. We've got a lot of good teams in our conference. It's not just 1 or 2 or even 3 teams. We've got a number of teams that have the potential to win it. And I think, you know, going into the tournament this weekend, you know, the team that does win, obviously, is going to be the one that's pretty much low error as far as the unforced errors. And, you know, it's got to do well under pressure. In particular for us, we've, you know, started off fairly well defensively all season long. Even when we were 0-8, I felt that we were pretty solid defensively, our digging and our blocking. But for us, the key has been trying to get our offense going. And we feel like we have a more balanced offense now than what we had at the beginning of the season. So we're not really looking for one player to carry our team. We just, you know, have got to remain in system so that we can distribute the ball, you know, to a variety of players to keep teams guessing on who's going to get the majority of the attempts. And so I just think going in there, we're just going to have to be able to play within ourselves, not be very high error, and make smart choices and play well late in the games when the pressure's really on. And we feel like our team has had their backs against the wall, especially these last several weeks, trying to break into the regional rankings. And so we feel like we've kind of been in that spot now for a number of weeks, having to be in must-win situations.
You are listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast. Today I'm joined by Trinity University Head Coach Julie Jenkins. Coach, you touched on this a little bit, but even in this season where we've had a much smaller version of the SCAC, I guess you could say, it's still clear that the league is still one of the tougher Division III conferences in the nation. So talk a little bit about how it is for you. You've been here in this league for quite some time. How it is you to coach in this league, to show up at these conference events when you know you're going to play some against some of the better programs and some of the better coaches that Division III volleyball has to offer?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, I'd much rather have it like it is right now than the way it was 10, 15 years ago, where maybe there was only one or two teams that had a legitimate shot at winning the conference championship. The level of play has gone up tremendously, and it's made everybody better. You know, it's not surprising that the number one and two seed going into this tournament each have two losses. That shows you the depth in our conference, that anybody can beat anybody. And so I'm thankful that, you know, if our conference had to split, that we were able to hold on to the strengths of the SCAC Volleyball Conference. And I think it's going to continue to climb. You know, each year you're seeing teams really add to their depth, and I think it really is, it makes our conference definitely one of the stronger conferences in Division III. It's a fun level of play.
Coach Julie Jenkins and her Tigers will be going, as we said, for their first title since 2008, but it would be their league record 16th if they pulled it off. That journey will begin on Friday with a semifinal match against the winner of the Southwestern University and Centenary College match. Coach, thanks for sharing some time with us today, and good luck this weekend.
Dwayne, thank you very much. We appreciate all of your help.
Thank you.